AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Tyrone, Missouri say the victims they have identified from shootings that left seven people dead were cousins of the gunman.
The shooter is identified as Joseph Jesse Aldridge, age 36, of Tyrone, Missouri.
Sergeant Jeff Kinder is with the Missouri Highway Patrol. Not all the victims have been identified. Aldridge was later found dead in apparent suicide. Aldridge's 74-year-old mother was also found dead of apparently natural causes. County Coroner Tom Whitaker told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch Aldridge may have come home to find his mother dead and then, for whatever reason, went on a rampage and started killing people. For fans of Star Trek, this defies logic. Leonard Nimoy has died.
Nowhere am I so desperately needed as among a shipload of illogical humans.
Nimoy's half-human, half-Vulcan, pointy-eared character will not be forgotten.
The influence of Mr. Spock in the popular culture looked no farther than Jim Parsons, the multiple Emmy-winning star of the CBS hit The Big Bang Theory.
He is very much channeling Mr. Spock.
Syracuse University's Robert Thompson says Sheldon Cooper not only speaks like Mr. Spock, he collects memorabilia of a character driven by Leonard Nimoy's spare portrayal.
That was such a simple portrayal of that character, and it put Mr. Spock into the pantheon.
Leonard Nimoy, who gave life to Spock, died at 83. Warren Levinson, New York.
Congress is struggling to approve a short-term spending bill for the Department of Homeland Security in time to prevent a partial agency shutdown. This is House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
House Republicans have just painted themselves into a corner, and even the Senate Republicans are asking them to end this.
The closing bell has sounded on Wall Street. The Dow finished down 81 points. This is AP Radio News. Schools are closed in Dallas. A winter storm dropped several inches of snow on the area. A major highway into Oklahoma had to be shut down after nearly 20 vehicles slid off the road. Katie Flanders was driving on Interstate 30.
It's out of control. Too much. We're not going anywhere.
In Irving, Texas, this is Gloria Sullivan's first snowstorm.
It's wonderful. I love it. I cannot get enough. I'm all wet. I'm all cold, but I love it.
About a half inch of snow fell in the Dallas area. Former pop star Gary Glitter was sentenced to 16 years in prison. The 70-year-old was convicted in Britain of sexually abusing three young girls in the 1970s. Glitter's real name was Paul Gadd. He's already been convicted on child abuse charges in Vietnam. Glitter's best known for this song, Rock and Roll Part 2. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.